So how do you feel? Are you excited? Do you get free perfume? And can you get me some for mommy?
Orthodox women are allowed to wear perfume.
As long as it doesn't smell like bacon. Well, forget the perfume. I want to know about you and the job.
I've told you already.
Well, you told me there's more to it. Well, what do you mean?
You know, I'm really tempted by this Armani. What do you think? Good first impression on the first day of work?
Depends on who you want to impress. There's something you're not telling me. You're withholding. Well, that's what my therapist says it's called. Withholding. Well, you're not supposed to withhold from me. That's something you do with a lover. You're supposed to open up to a best friend.
Okay. Now you're not gonna get all judgmental.
Withholding.
Okay, okay. It's what I've been waiting for all of these years. What an opportunity. Just when I thought about changing careers, here's a chance to shine. I've done my last pay stub, now I can design. I'm out of the bullpen and on 29 in an office that's mine. Now isn't that fine? With a window,
that's nice, Brian.
And a fabulous view.
Very nice.
And best of all, the copywriter's a cutie.
Oy.
That's what I call a perk.
Ivey.
Working together is gonna be cozy. You don't suppose he isn't, well, you know.
One thing I do know, Brian, forget it. You'll only regret it. This can't possibly work. Down, boy. You don't date the people you work with.
Hey, in this day and age, it's safer than dating a stranger.
Didn't you learn your lesson with Harold?
Harold was a 4-year degree program.
Remember how you dreaded going to work because you didn't want to run into him?
I wasn't dating Harold.
No, you were living together. Much better.
I dreaded going to work because he was a control freak and crazy.
Mazel tov! You have a track record for picking winners. You don't know anything about this copywriter.
I know one thing.
Well, what's that?
He's what I've been waiting for all of these years. What an opportunity.
Don't you just hate when a friend interferes? Here's the bottom line. You're looking for trouble, so where is your sense?
I'm looking for romance.
But at what expense?
It's gonna be fine. He's copying
my
smart,
Brian.
And I just can't wait till we
start.
That's
just not smart, Brian.
Can't you see?
Yes, I can see.
Can't you see?
Oh, I can see.
It's meant to be.
It's meant to be another one of your emotional disasters.
I'm willing to risk it. Bring it on. The copywriter's a cutie.
Oy.
He's something out of a dream.
Ivy.
Think of us mating my art with his copy.
Brian, just stop. He may be attached.
Don't be a downer. Our talents are matched. We'll make a perfect team.
I think I'll scream.
You should see him slouching in his chair with his soulful stare. You should see him.
How about the way the fella dressed?
His hair was sweetly messed. You should see him.
I'm talking about his clothes, Brian. Don't you remember those, Brian?
I guess I didn't really notice.
I thought you only chased the kind of men who have expensive taste in clothing.
I don't think this one's much of a dresser, really.
A nice appearance is very important in the business world.
Not as important as the way his hair kind of flops down to brush the top of his glasses. Like a sweet little kid.
I'm sure he writes terrific copy, but he sounds a little sloppy.
Bernie, I really think this guy's the one.
You don't even know him.
Just calling an instinct.
I'm calling a doctor, you're getting delirious.
He's so huggable, there it is, IBM looking so. Well, I don't know, looking so serious.
He sounds moody. Well, he could be manic depressive.
There's just something about him. The first time I laid my eyes on him, I felt like I wanted to take care of him. That's not like me. Where'd that come from?
You want to take care? Do what any self-respecting gay man would do. Get a poodle.
Bernie, you said it yourself. My life is run by maybes. I go to those noisy, crowded, stupid bars with you, Kevin, and Bobby every week, and I look around and I think, maybe that one, or maybe that one, and the biggest maybe of all, maybe someday I'll have someone, anyone, in my life.
You met the guy once. Maybe you should have your head examined.
I know it sounds crazy, but I can't stop thinking about him. The copywriter's an angel. I saw the light in his eyes. What a surprise to be suddenly smitten. Others have written of love at first sight, and I know it sounds trite, but I'm sighing lovesick sighs.
Working and dating, it isn't proper. And what if it turns out he isn't a shopper?
Sometimes a guy's gotta do more than shop. Maybe my plan's a bit over the top. I know it sounds nuts, but I'm not gonna stop until I see if this is finally, if he could be my big opportunity.
So you're taking it?
Title, benefits, cutie and all.
I meant the jacket.